Hey, welcome to this June 4th edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for watching our penultimate program of the 2014-2015 school year. We're starting today in Boston, Massachusetts, where law enforcement officials shot and killed a terrorism suspect earlier this week. They've been monitoring Usama Rahim for years. An official says the FBI noticed a change in his behavior recently. That prompted authorities to approach him outside a drugstore on Tuesday morning. Investigators say Rahim was planning to randomly kill police officers. The FBI says it doesn't think there's any concern for public safety at this point. There has been another arrest in the case.
Today in Everett, Massachusetts, man in custody. Police making the arrest last night in connection with the fatal shooting of a terror suspect in Boston by police Tuesday morning. It all began around 7 in the morning when the FBI and Boston police descended on this CVS, aiming to question the suspect, 26-year-old Usama Rahim.
Yes, gentlemen. Black male, 16, coming out now with a knife.
Rahim had been under 24-hour surveillance by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, radicalized, according to one official, by ISIS and other extremist influences. The FBI says Rahim made threats against police on social media. When officers approached him, Rahim lunged at them with this knife, authorities say, before a federal agent and Boston police officer fired, hitting him in the torso and abdomen.
The officers asked, again, gave several commands for him to drop the weapon, and unfortunately, he came at the officers, and, you know, they do what they were trained to do, and unfortunately, they had to take a life, and that's never an easy decision for any officer to do.
The foundational teachings of Islam.
Rahim's brother, an imam at a mosque in California, paints a different picture, saying on social media that his younger brother was on his cell phone with their father, waiting for the bus when he was confronted by police and shot in the back three times. He says his brother's last words were, "I can't breathe." The shooting is now under investigation, and Boston police say they have a video documenting the entire event.
We saw the video. It appears that the law enforcement officers were backing away before they exercised deadly force.
Yesterday, police showed community leaders surveillance video of the shooting. Afterward, they said Rahim was not on the phone when he was shot and that he was not shot in the back. Updating you now on political news, there are two new names on the list for the 2016 U.S. presidential race. Martin O'Malley launched his presidential campaign on May 30th. He's the former governor of Maryland, former mayor of Baltimore, and he's seeking the nomination for the Democratic Party. Lindsey Graham made his campaign official on June 1st. He's a U.S. senator from South Carolina, and he's seeking the nomination for the Republican Party. So the field is widening. There are now three Democrats who are officially candidates. Nine Republicans are officially running. The primaries and caucuses will determine the one candidate from each major party who will be on the 2016 presidential ballot.